दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय अजय कुमार। The United States and Iran are holding talks in Islamabad to establish lasting peace in West Asia. Iran's state-run news agency confirmed that three-party talks with the U.S., Iran and Pakistan has begun after a reduction in Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon and other preconditions being met. Iran's semi-official news agency reported that key issues on the agenda include efforts to implement a ceasefire in Lebanon, the release of Iranian assets held by the U.S. and discussions on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's first Vice President Mohammad Reza Arif has warned that no agreement would be reached if the United States prioritizes Israel's interests during the talks. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal has reached a feverish pitch, with top leaders from all major political parties addressing rallies across districts. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held three rallies in Katwa, Jangipur and Kushmandi yesterday. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah also addressed rallies at Bankpura and Purulia in West Bengal. Trinmul Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee addressed public rallies in Bankura, West Medinapur and Jhargram. Polling for the 294 members West Bengal Assembly will be held in two phases on April 23rd and April 29th. Polling for the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council elections will be held today, with voting scheduled from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. across 1,257 polling stations for 28 seats. State Election Commissioner Anurag Sen informed that all necessary preparations have been completed to ensure free, fair and peaceful elections. In Bihar, 13 people have died and many others injured in a tragic road accident in Katihar district last evening. The accident occurred near Baskadha Chowk in Kodha block on National Highway 31 when a bus collided head-on with a pickup vehicle. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives and wished for the recovery of the injured at the earliest. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund that would be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to be provided from the Chief Minister's Relief Fund to the next of kin of the deceased. The injured will be given financial assistance of 50,000 rupees. Union Ministry of Road, Transport and Highways said that all user fee payments at National Highway fee plazas across the country are being processed exclusively through digital modes of FASTag or Unified Payments Interface, UPI, from 10th of this month. The ministry added that, however, this transition has not been implemented in the states of Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Assam and West Bengal, as well as the Union Territory of Puducherry, in view of the Model Code of Conduct currently in force due to ongoing electoral process. The government has said domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal and over 51.5 lakh cylinders were delivered. In a statement, Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry said enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG. More than 3,400 raids were conducted across the country. PSC oil marketing companies have strengthened surprise inspections and imposed penalties on 214 LPG distributorships and suspended 55 distributorships. Legendary playback singer Asha Bhosle was rushed to Mumbai's Breach Candy Hospital after reportedly suffering a cardiac arrest. As informed by Dr. Pratit Samdani at Breach Candy Hospital, she is under close observation and receiving necessary medical care. The hospital is monitoring her condition and fans across the country are praying for her speedy recovery. In the Asian Wrestling Championships, India's Sujit Kalkal and Abhimanyu Mandwal won gold medals in the men's freestyle categories in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. Sujit dominated Uzbekistan's Umzoz Zalalov 8-1 in the 65 kg final, becoming the first Indian since Bajrang Punia in 2019 to win gold in this category. In the 70 kg final, Abhimanyu Mandwal pulled off a major upset, defeating Mongolia's Olympian Homur Ochurin Tolga 5-3. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Delhi Capitals by 23 runs in Chennai. Put into bat first, Chennai Super Kings posted 212 runs for the loss of 2 wickets, riding on Sanju Samson's superb unbeaten 115 of 56 balls and Ayush Maris 59. In reply, Delhi Capitals were bundled out for 189 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.